And the other one is a trunk that belonged to one of my aunts. And I've got other curtains besides these. See, I've got two sets of curtains. When I have to have these washed, take down and wash, I take these down and wash them. And then when I get ready to put them back up, I have another set that I can put up. And so it's things like that I keep in that trunk back there and in those boxes back there. But it's, you just don't have storage space. And you know, in building hospitals, I forget how much storage space they have to build for every room they have, records. They have to have an enormous amount of storage space for records they keep on patients. Now, I think they still have the records on me for that 1941 visit.
I'm sure they do.
Out there at that Balmoral Hospital. But Caldwell says he doesn't have anything on me except the records he's gotten since he's been had his own building, my present doctor. He didn't take any of the records from the clinic, Balmoral Clinic. He was over there first when he first went out to the Balmoral Hospital.
Yeah.
But you just can't imagine how much space they have for records on people.
We're talking about storage and so forth. A lot of old worthless things. That
we had a little house out in the backyard that Papa built, thinking he was going to get a couple to come and live. She was going to cook, and they didn't live out there any time. Well, they had a knockdown drag-out fight, and he cut it up, and so Papa had to get rid of them. So we used that little house for storage, but we didn't put any of the good things out there.
What did you store this for?
Just extra things, furniture would stop using and things like that. And then eventually you'd give it to some of the niggers that came around.
What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you might keep that you would say you were going to throw away? So that's just a lot of old?
Just old furniture. Old china. You know, you'd get a set of china and break up so much of it that you'd replace it and then you'd just give the other away.
It's cost just a lot of junk.
You know, there used to be a lot of people, you know, they'd be glad to get things like that. Well, you always had a cook. And if she didn't need it, some of her children did. And you could get rid of, well, we got rid of, too much, that lamp back yonder. We had three or four of those lamps, and that's the only one left in the family. I had that electrified.
So was that originally an oil?
That's a student lamp, oil lamp, An oil lamp. And that's not the shade. The shade got broken. And I bought that shade. I wanted a plain one, but I couldn't find a plain one in some store over there in Birmingham. A place up in Birmingham that I found that shade.
I sure didn't realize that was an oil lamp.
Yeah, it was an oil lamp that I had converted to electricity. Now, this sister of mine, who's living in Birmingham now, in Fairhaven, what church are you a member of?
The Baptist Church in Montgomery,
Georgia. You're Baptist too? Well, I am. Well, anyway, this is a lovely home for senior citizens at the Methodists. They have three of them, one in Birmingham and one in Dothan and one in Pensacola, I think, and in Florida, part of Florida. The Alabama and Northwest Florida Conference of the Methodist Church. The Baptists don't do that well by the old people.
Oh, they sure don't. They have one
children's
home in Troy, but I don't know
of any. Well, they have a home for older people somewhere in the state, because somebody was telling me it's just lovely. I wish they'd build one here in Selma. I don't want to leave Selma. Now, we built that, it's retired teachers built that complex, that apartment house back there, back of, you know, on the back side of the campus over there on the river. Retired teachers can't afford to live there. $250 a month for an apartment.
That's as much as an apartment, luxury apartment.
Yeah, well, they're luxury. They're luxury. You can do your own, you take your own furniture. But, oh, the view from...